Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Third and goal. Empty backfield, end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And welcome to the show.
Hey.
Well, all the NFL viewing, I think, is over with. What was it? Let me bring on our host here. Was it week five, Andy?
Actually, week six, man.
Jeez, I'm a week behind. Scott Cuddy in studio. It's the debut of the NFL Rewind show, Sports Overnight America. Your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, everybody. Thoughts and opinions. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to be absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or at Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But, man, oh, man, what a wild week in the NFL, man. Just absolutely crazy stuff that happened. Aaron Rodgers goes down for the Green Bay Packers. Adrian Peterson, a member of the Arizona Cardinals, making his impact right away for them. It started all out with the Eagles, as we all know, on Thursday, winning in Carolina against the Panthers. Dolphins do something amazing, go on the road and win against the Atlanta Falcons. Like I said, the Packers lose Aaron Rodgers. They lose the ball game as well, 23-10 on the road in Minnesota. Saints take it to the Lions, 52-38, and it wasn't that close, let me tell you that much. Patriots, 24-17 over the Jets. Redskins, 26-24 over the Niners. Bears, 27-24 in overtime over the Ravens, and that was a wild one, people. Browns, 17, Texans, 33. Cardinals, 38-33 in a wild one against the Buccaneers, where they scored all 33 points in the second half. Rams, 27-17 over the Jags. Steelers, 19-13, and the Chargers get it done over the Raiders, 17-16, man. A wild week in the NFL, a lot to get into. The Giants get it done 23-10 as well. So believe me, man, so much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. And here to talk to me in just a moment, Rudy Reyes from the Root Dog Show. So keep it close, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, the NFL Rewind. I'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author.
His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Corporate media can't tell these stories. It's very difficult for corporate media to tell many of these stories when you have a product that's produced by a major pharmaceutical manufacturer, and that manufacturer may be an advertiser for your corporate entity. It's very difficult. These aren't stories that you're going to turn on the nightly news and hear about, because they can't tell them. They're not permitted to. They're getting paid $10 million a year from this manufacturer. You're really going to tell a story that makes them look bad? Well, I don't have that limitation. I don't have that problem in telling these stories.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
They fake it to him. Rogers plants the feet, now it's able to go downfield, and it's a connection. Jordy Nelson, players slipping everywhere. If he can get it in gear, he can take it home, and he's out of bounds at about the two.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people, welcome back. I'll tell you what, that's something the Green Bay Packer fans will not be hearing. Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson. As you know, guy goes down right away early in that ball game, man, and he's out, broken collarbone, and this has happened to him before. So ultimately, the Green Bay Packers are going to have to figure out a way to get it done without A-Rodg, that bad, bad man. Welcome back, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I would be Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, like I say, always, always welcomed, encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're going to hook up with the Rude Dog, Rudy Reyes, to talk about what's going on in the NFL. Week 6, man. It was a brutal week. Rude Dog, welcome to the show, my man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. I can't say so much for the Green Bay Packer fans out there. Without Aaron Rodgers, lots of injuries in the NFL that could ultimately change the landscape here in 2017 as we approach the, at least for some teams, didn't play today. They're on a bye week, so lots of things going on in the NFL from a injury standpoint.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, we're never at a lack of things to talk about when it comes to the NFL. But, you know, you lose one of the best players, to be honest with you, man. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. Aaron Rodgers goes out for the Green Bay Packers, but the NFL loses as well, man. I'm sorry, but you want the best players playing. You want to see great competition, and ultimately you don't have this guy out there battling for the Green Bay Packers, and the NFL loses. We all lose, man. Fans that are just people that enjoy watching this game lose when a guy like Aaron Rodgers is unable to go on the field. So big loss for the Green Bay Packers, but a big loss for the NFL nation, man.
No, I definitely agree with you. Aaron Rodgers, one of those guys, he was voted at the 2017 ESPYs that I happened to attend, having one of the best plays in 2016. So it's very disheartening when you look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's down this time with a throwing collarbone break. That's going to disable him big time, at least for 7 to 8 weeks. Maybe longer. I don't foresee him getting out there any time before that. And you're right, the NFL loses out, players lose out, ratings are going to lose big time because they don't have the big name Aaron Rodgers under center. But they're going to have Brent Hundley. And you think to yourself, who is Brent Hundley? Well, he's a backup to Aaron Rodgers. Whether or not this goes through Brent Hundley or not remains to be seen, but you're certainly going to miss a guy like Aaron Rodgers for sure.
No, I agree, man. Brent Hundley will get out there and he'll give it his all. And I think, you know, people got to just chill out a little bit. Give this guy a week with the starters. I mean, look, if you were expecting him to go out there today and get it done for the Green Bay Packers in that situation, you got to be smoking something, to be honest with you. So, unfortunately, they put him in a position where he wasn't going to have much success out there. Their game plan was not for him to get out there, as we all know. But give him a week with the starters. We'll see how he can get out there and what kind of noise he can wreak with the Saints, I believe, is who the Green Bay Packers will be playing next week at home at Lambeau Field. So that may be a big help for him, speaking of that. But other injuries, man, lots of injuries to talk about. You know, Leonard Fournette gets banged up in that game. You know, Simeon gets knocked out of the game. Jameis Winston gets knocked out of the game. Simeon, I know, did get back in that game, but Jameis Winston does not come back. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers struggle against the Arizona Cardinals big time. You know, they give them 31 points in the first half. Cardinals only go out and score 7 in the second half, giving up 33 to a guy by the name of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who threw 3 touchdowns and went 22 of 32 for the game, 290 yards. So even though Adrian Peterson comes in with his 26 carries, 134 yards, a couple touchdowns, Rudy, not all well here in the Valley of the Sun for the Arizona Cardinals, even though they get a big victory and a much-needed victory, 38-33. Buccaneers scored 33 with Ryan Fitzpatrick, your backup in the second half. Not the greatest thing if you're thinking about the Arizona Cardinals and them moving forward.
Yeah, you're right. Fitzpatrick, this guy's been everywhere. He's played with the Jets, failed to really do anything there. He was great in 2016. They cut him in the early part of 2017, going through the training camp process. He says, look, this is not where I want to be. I want to go somewhere else, and there's your heir apparent. But when you look at the Arizona Cardinals team, and I told you it was going to look different with Adrian Peterson in the backfield, and that's exactly what it did. Yes, the defense gave up all these unnecessary points, but at the end of the day, it was about what Adrian Peterson contributed to the offensive efforts of the Arizona Cardinals now at 3-3. I look for him to be that much more of an impact later on if they've seen Larry Fitzgerald, Pitt product, out there hugging at home saying, thank God, man, you're here. You're saying, drink the Kool-Aid, and I'm saying, give me some more, feed me. You see a running back out the field saying, feed me, and that's exactly what I'm saying right now. And Adrian Peterson's probably saying the very same thing.
Yeah, that's the voice of Rudy Reyes joining me, Andy Dorf, here on the NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America style. Listen, man, the difference with a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, to be honest with you, when you think about it is he has been a starter in this league, something that Brent Hundley has not been in this league. So he was able to go in there and obviously have an impact on the football game and that was something that was different about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being able to get back in this football game against the Cardinals, whereas, you know, ultimately the Packers were able to kind of hang in that game, but they really had no chance of winning that football game either, Rudy. But it was just kind of a matter of how much was the Vikings going to wind up winning this football game. And news for them, too, on the quarterback scene is Teddy Bridgewater could potentially be ready to go very soon. So things, like you said, could shift quite a bit when it comes to the NFL and the landscape, because now the Minnesota Vikings may be the team to be reckoned with in the NFC North, depending on how Brent Hundley comes in and what kind of an impact he can have on the Green Bay Packers right away.
You know, I look at Brent Hundley. He's going to have the opportunity to really find out what he's made of, especially with Aaron Rodgers out. But what better of a cheerleader than you want than a guy like Aaron Rodgers? He's been there, done that, Super Bowl winner. And if Brent Hundley, the NFC North right now is a huge race for the finish line between where the Packers are at 4-2, Vikings are at 4-2. You have a lot of other teams who are also bidding for it. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I look at the Vikings, they look like a stronger suit. Could Teddy Bridgewater come back due to a non-contact injury that he suffered? And I like Bridgewater. I like what he brought. And to be honest with you, a guy who earned his stripes who earned his stripes, but now you have a second team, Sam Bradford, who's okay. Sam who? Well, he's out. Did he look good in the last game he played in? No, he looked horrible. Are you kidding? Yeah. Why would you even keep him in there?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Look, I mean, the bottom line is Sam Bradford, I would not put that guy back in. I'd go to Teddy Bridgewater. I'd keep it with Case Keenum, man, because truth is even though he doesn't necessarily look great, he finds ways to win. And I know we got callers, so when we come back on the other side, I will bring you up on the other side, Mike. So hang tight. We will get to you. Again, the thoughts and the opinions are always encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We like thoughts, man. We really like opinions. So we want to talk to you about the games because obviously it's fresh on everybody's mind. Crazy games when you think about it, man. The Dolphins go to the Falcons and win there. Like, how crazy is that? Aaron Rodgers gets hurt against the Vikings. The Saints just absolutely whoop up on the guys in Detroit and the Blue. So much to talk about. Patriots had a close one with the Jets. Tons of things to get into. Anyways, I know we got to get to a break. I'm hanging out with Rudy Reyes. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Rudy Reyes, I believe, as well, to get a hit at him on Twitter. So keep it close. It is the NFL Rewind, and this would be Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody.
Palmer backpedals in the shotgun formation with a 3rd and 11 at the Dallas 25. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, drops back 5, moves up, avoids pressure, throws a line drive down the middle, leaping two-handed catch with a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Double covered on the play, Jerron Brown. What a throw by Carson Palmer, a laser down the middle.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey people, welcome back. Andy Dorf hanging out with Rudy Reyes. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out their website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And we're going to shoot out to the phones, Rudy, real quickly, and we're going to take a question from Mike. Mike, Dorf man, and you got Rudy Reyes. What's on your mind, man?
Well, it looks like the Eagles are doing good. I'm a big fan of Philadelphia. You know, you got to admit, the Eagles lost to Kansas City. It was a tight game somewhat. But Kansas City, I mean, what can you say? It's just, the NFL is just getting kind of weird. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, man, absolutely. And we always like the thoughts. We like the opinions from Mike, a guy that calls in quite frequently, to be honest with you. But look, man, the NFL's weird, bro, to be honest with you, bro. At the end of the day, Mike, when you think about it, it is weird. Anything can happen. NFL doesn't really stand for National Football League. As we all know, stands for not for long, and that's exactly the way the Green Bay Packers feel right now about Aaron Rodgers. It's probably the way that the Jags feel a little bit about Leonard Fournette, although they think he'll be ready to go next week. Just more of a precautionary measure there with him. But yeah, man, it's a weird year so far when you think about it. The Chiefs finally go down, as you alluded to. The Pittsburgh Steelers go there. They get it done on the road, 19-13. Big Ben didn't look fantastic, but he looked okay. Antonio Brown does what he does. Le'Veon Bell does what he does. And the Steelers get it done on the road in Kansas City, man. NFL's crazy, man. What's up, Mike? Go ahead. Let me hear your thought.
Well, Drew Brees looks like he's hotter than a firecracker. Drew Brees is smoking. I mean, good gosh. Go ahead.
No. You're right, man. He was, dude. Today, I mean, dude, putting 52 points up on the board, right? That's pretty impressive in the NFL. Lions really didn't put up much of a fight. I know the score winds up sounding kind of close, but at the end of the day, that was the Saints all over the Lions all day long, man. So, yeah, Drew Brees looked fantastic.
Can we bring some World Series? Houston scored the most runs this year. The Yankees scored the second most, so that's why it's 2-1, 1-1, you know, the score is close. The Cubs look like they're out of it. And the Dodgers, I mean, face it, L.A. and Houston are probably going to the series. You agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen, bro. But I'm trying to just talk NFL here tonight. It's a great question though, man. I mean, in all honesty, it's a great question. So to make the answer real quick, I think it's going to be Houston and the Dodgers. But let's get back to the NFL a little bit. Throw me one more question, then we'll let you go, bro.
All right, who do you see coming out of the cellar? Not the cellar, but let's see. Kansas City, I thought was the best team because they beat us. Who do you like, to do good this year? The Rams are really weird. I mean, you know, it's a weird year, but go ahead.
It is, man. And like I said, Mike, we totally appreciate the phone calls. Rudy, I'm going to let you jump in on this one as well. It is a strange year, man. And the Rams, yeah, they look pretty solid right now. I think what people aren't really thinking about either is those guys are 3-0 on the road, man. You know, they go to the Jags. They win this one in a pretty solid fashion, 27-17. Just another solid game when you really think about it from the Rams all around, man. They were able to pretty much shut everything else down except for Leonard Fournette, who, like I said, winds up getting a little bit banged up. But you know what? It's weird. The Rams could very well be the class of the NFL by the end of the season. And I'm not even joking about it now. I was kind of joking in like week one and week two, Rudy. But now I'm starting to kind of believe it myself.
You know what? I believe it as well. I look at the LA Rams. Jared Goff just lighting it up. I mean, not the type of season that Carson Wentz is having for the Philadelphia Eagles. But he's holding his own. With guys like Todd Gurley, use him in the option, put him in the slot, get him used to the passing game, the run game. Keep your offense fresh and unpredictable. That's one of the reasons why the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay, Jared Goff, getting it done on not only on the offensive side of the ball, but you have a lot of great leaders on the defensive line as well. Making the stops they need to, yes, run defense is suspect, especially against a team that pummeled the Steelers last week with not only interceptions, but being able to run Leonard Fournette up the gut. didn't look very good this game. He did get 130 yards from Fournette, one touchdown. But I look at the Rams, I think to myself, you must be serious. They're leading the NFC West right now, and there really isn't anybody to reach that I can think of that's even going to challenge them for that NFC West crown. You may as well just give them to them now.
I don't know about that. That's a little bit early to say that. Injuries, again, man, they play a huge factor and a huge role. We're not even halfway through the season yet. You're listening to Sports Overnight America. It's the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is Rudy Reyes. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Rudy, throw out your Twitter handle as well, brother. What is that one? Is it Rudy Reyes? Am I right?
At Rude Dog Reyes on Twitter, and you can always go to therudedogshow.com.
There you go, man. So you can obviously check both of us out. We're trying to get at you. Social media is obviously a way that people like to do things. Let's just kind of keep rolling with what's going on in the NFL. Patriots and Jets, man. That was an interesting start to that game. You know, the Jets get out pretty hot. Patriots kind of figured things out. Too much Gronk, too much Tom Brady at the end of the day. And Brandon Cooks came up with a few big catches for them down the stretch when you think about how the Patriots were able to get this one done against the Jets today, who put up a really good fight, man.
Well, no, they definitely did. You look at the New York Jets and you think to yourself, you know, Josh McCown, 31 for 47, two touchdowns, but that questionable touchdown, his shoulder was down on the ground. That was a touchdown. There is no way. I mean, it was just a bad call. You have to referee that much tighter, much better. Take it to the video. I guarantee that was a touchdown. He had possession of the ball in the end zone. It should have been a lot tighter, maybe, and even possibly going to overtime against the Patriots.
Yeah, that was a really, really weird play when you think about it. Again, man, just bizarre day in the NFL all around when you think about it. By the way, we do have another caller, so we are going to jump out to the phones, Rude Dog. It's 1-800-878-7529, and we just want to kind of keep these things moving, people. So, as you know, we like thoughts, we like opinions, but this is a NFL Rewind, so we're trying to get through things. We're trying to talk about all the games that have happened on a great day in the NFL, to be honest with you. So we're going to go out to Big Paper real quickly. Big Paper, you got the Dorf Man, you got the Rude Dog, Rudy Reyes. What's on your mind, man? What's going on?
What's up, Andy? How you doing today, brother?
I'm all right, my man. How's it going? What's up, bro? What's on your mind?
I wish I could say a lot of, you know, about other teams today, but you know what I was doing already, so I couldn't really watch too much. By the time I got a chance to see it, we was up 21-0. But my biggest question for you, since you see how we play with the momentum shift, you know, and now we're going into that bye week, you know, about one more week, coming out of that bye week, how you think we're going to come out?
Look, man, you know, obviously, Paper, we love your thoughts, your opinions, and he's talking about those the Cardinals. He's one of those members of the Bird Gang. He gets out. He supports those guys big time. And you know what? AP made a huge impact, man. I'm not gonna lie. I can't lie about it, dude. The bottom line is, AP made a huge difference. We'll see if that can last for more than a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We'll see how long it can last. And again, I think there is a lot of cause for concern, man. Everything is not well just because AP is in the lineup. 33 points, Ryan Fitzpatrick in the second half of a football game, man. I'm sorry, but to me, that is a little troublesome. So, Paper, yes, on the outside, it looks really good. It looks great. AP definitely had an impact. I'm not going to say no doubt. Definitely had an impact, man. But ultimately, the game wound up being very close, and it should not have. One more for us, man, because we're up against it. Paper, you with us? Okay, maybe we lost him. So that's all right. So
we lost him, yeah,
we lost him, Rudy. I mean, bottom line is, look, I can't deny the fact that, you know what, Adrian Peterson had a huge impact on the offense. Okay, obviously, but at the end of the day, man, they won that game 33-38, and it should not have been that close, bro. So people got to not be crazy about the fact that there are still causes for concern with the Arizona Cardinals. It's not all good in the desert, man.
No, it's not at all. And you definitely have to question what the Cardinals are going to do to stop that run pass option. They have to be able to stop the run when they need to, how they need to on any given down. Now, are you going to stop every single one of them? No. But you have to be a lot more cognitive and not allow a team just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Jameis Winston under center to really take advantage of your defense. It's not as if they have an elite secondary there in either side of the ball. Where you're talking about Tampa Bay or talking about the Cardinals, I think that if the adjustments are made, they just really need to do a much better job at stopping the run. And no, it has nothing to do with Adrian Peterson. But on the offensive side of the ball, it gives him more weapons to choose from, allowing him to score at will. This could have been a lot bigger. But I'll tell you what, between these two teams, it was 72 points between these two teams. That is not bad. That's not bad. Could have easily gone on the 40. Arizona needed the win more than they thought. Put up 27 points in the fourth quarter. I thought that was a very good run by Arizona. But they need to shore up that run defense to make a change and to make sure that that defense is not out there that long, because they certainly were this game.
All righty, Rudy. Hey, man, we're up against it, bro, as always, brother. Appreciate your time and your efforts. We'll hook up, obviously, during the week, and then we'll maybe hook up with you again next Sunday, brother. So have a great night, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
All righty, man. It is the NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America. I would be your tour guide, Andy Dorf, and we'll all be right back on the other side.
Lucky to have him here in Pittsburgh today. Third and two, 18 consecutive runs. And this one made all the way. Fournette to the house. He's chased by Davis. And Leonard Fournette racing 90 yards. And Shad Khan, their owner, coming up with one of the biggest wins since he has owned the team, obviously.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf's doing the rewind of what happened in the NFL on Sports Overnight America. Man, what a crazy day when you really think about all the action that happened. Like I said, with all the injuries, some teams that you don't expect to be as good as they are, just going out there and playing, working their tails off, and obviously making things happen. Like I said, it all started out on Thursday. Eagles get it done against the Panthers. Cam Newton had an okay night, but obviously Carson Wentz threw for 222 yards and three touchdowns to get it done for them. So obviously they're in the driver's seat in their division right now. 28-23 was the final for them. They do get it done. The Dolphins, man, this was a great game. It was an interesting football game. The Falcons really couldn't get much going against them, and the Dolphins just kind of stuck the way that they do. They stuck in games and hung out, and their good running back, Jay Ajayi, went out there, and he just controlled the game for them quite a bit. 26 carries on 130 yards. Matty Ice, not one of his best days. Only 248 yards for him and one touchdown. And like I said, the Dolphins do the unexpected, win on the road against the Falcons 20-17. That was a pretty interesting football game. Packers had a rough day, man, and I was expecting it. Once Aaron Rodgers goes out of that football game, it just changes things dramatically for them, man. Just not the same type of offense, not the same type of fluidity. So ultimately, the Green Bay Packers put themselves in a position to go out there and have no success, man, because the guy that normally runs the offense for them wasn't able to do it, had to go to Brett Hundley, who obviously was not expecting to get in the game. Give that guy a week. I'll be interested, very interested, to see how he goes out there and performs after working with those starters for 1 week and getting out there against the New Orleans Saints at home in a little bit more comfortable environment for him. But the Vikings get it done, 23-10 behind Case Keenum, 239 yards, a touchdown, and really McKinnon was the guy for them. Ran the ball efficiently and did the job. And their guy, Thielen, the wide receiver, Adam, 9 receptions for 97 yards. Lions, they had a tough day, man. 38-52 is the final against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And I'll tell you what, the Saints are battling back, figuring out ways to make themselves somewhat relevant in that division. And they figured things out. As much as the Arizona Cardinals benefit from getting Adrian Peterson, who they got from the New Orleans Saints, it opened things back up for Mark Ingram to be Mark Ingram. 25 yards, 114 yards. The two touchdowns that he had obviously were pretty big, but in general, the Saints just kind of rolled all over Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions, who, by the way, Stafford puts up good numbers, but ultimately, they're kind of junk numbers. 25 of 52, 312 yards, 3 touchdowns. But like I said, this game, the Saints scored 31 points in the first half. It's 31-10 at the halftime. So the Lions had to throw the ball. They had to keep it going, obviously moving the ball quite a bit. But the truth of the matter is they were out of this football game. And the Saints had this one pretty much won, and they just had to kind of hold on to it. Patriots, man, this was an interesting game. Like Rudy said, just an interesting play there toward the end of the game at the goal line. This probably should have been a touchdown. I think they got this one wrong myself. However, it did go in the Patriots' favor. They win 24-17. And I'll tell you what I've learned about the Jets, man. Those guys play as hard as anybody, man. They may not have all the talent and all the skill that everybody else has. And they've got this gutty, gritty guy named Josh McCown who goes out there and he throws 47 times. He completes 31 of those for 354 yards, gets a couple touchdowns, but the Jets don't have enough to get by the Patriots because of that interesting play down at the goal line. The Patriots are able to escape, and that's what I would call it. I'd call it an escape for them to get by this victory over the Jets. The 49ers, man, I'll tell you what, I feel bad for these guys, to be quite honest with you. I don't know anybody that plays as hard as them and loses as often as they do. Still the only team not to win in the NFL right now at 0-6 since the Giants get it done in Denver, and we'll get to that game in a little bit. But the 49ers, the only team not to win so far. 24-26 was the final in that game. And I'll tell you what, they played a gutsy game. I don't know what they're doing at their quarterback situation, I'll be honest with you, but truth of the matter is they play as hard as anybody. The 49ers do not have a lot of talent, but the Redskins, a team that people are kind of high on, and maybe they'll get it going a little bit because they've had some tough losses, but this is a nice victory where they hung on to this one 26-24. Bears get a great win, man. This was a great win for them. 27-24 is the final in overtime. Bears get a field goal to get this thing done. But Jordan Howard, man, it was all about that cat. 36 carries, 167 yards. Really played a tremendous game and obviously was quite a difference in the running game for them, keeping things very under control for the Chicago Bears. And again, this is the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. You are listening to Andy Dorf break it down about what happened in the NFL today. But Mitch Trubisky gets a win, I guess you could say, for the Chicago Bears. So you got to be kind of happy about that if you're a Chicago Bear fan, unless you want the draft pick, to be honest with you. And a lot of people sometimes like the draft pick, to be honest with you, man. So very, very interesting stuff in the NFL, man. Nobody wants to really grab this thing by the horns because the Kansas City Chiefs kind of had it until today when they played Pittsburgh again. We'll get to that one. Texans, man, they get it done against the Browns, and they played well. I'll be honest with you. The Texans are starting to figure things out defensively, offensively. Deshaun Watson, I'll tell you what, this kid is fantastic. And I'll tell you what, another thing, a lot of teams are going to be very upset that they passed on this guy, and especially down the road, maybe the Arizona Cardinals, which obviously I get a close look at this team because I live in the Phoenix area. But truth be told, Deshaun Watson is a stud, 17 of 29. 225 yards, three touchdowns. More importantly, another victory for the Texans, 3-3 on the year, 33-17 over the Browns, who, by the way, another team that is still undefeated in the NFL. I know I may have said earlier that the 49ers are the only team that is to be still win that doesn't have a win, but that's not true. They're not going to get a win, by the way, probably for a long time, which is the Cleveland Browns that are 0-6. So the Texans win this one, like I said, 33-17. The Cardinals, let's talk about this game real quickly because we've spent quite a bit of time. AP had an impact. We all know that. Obviously made things a lot easier for Carson Palmer to get things done. Larry Fitzgerald, big beneficiary as well, man. 10 receptions, 138 yards, a touchdown to go along with it. AP had two touchdowns. But again, there is concern if you ask me, man. Ryan Fitzpatrick going off for 290 yards, three touchdowns, all in the second half. They scored 33 points. So there's something going on with the Arizona Cardinals, but they did figure things out, obviously, a little bit on offense. So I think you got to take the pluses and the minuses, and you got to go back and you just got to reevaluate and make sure you can make the adjustments moving forward. Rams, man, I'll tell you what, this is a team, dude. You better look out for these guys because I do think that they are the class of the NFC West. And that's a shocker. That's a surprise to be saying that. But Jared Goff has improved. They've got a good running game with that kid, Todd Gurley. I'll tell you what, maybe one of the best guys in all of the NFL. He can really run the ball. He controls it. Usually gets you 100 yards pretty much night in and night out. So I like what he brings to the table. Also, very good wide receivers for those guys. Sammy Watkins, not a big day. They didn't really have a big day throwing the ball in general. Jared Goff, only one touchdown, 124 yards to go along with it. But again, no interceptions. The guy manages the game very well. And the The Rams are shockingly good at this point. So very surprised about the way that they have started out the season. They've continued to play well, and I expect them to continue to play well. Steelers and Chiefs, like I said, Steelers beat the Chiefs finally. 19-13 was the score of that one. Big Ben looked a little bit better. He didn't look fantastic by any means. Antonio Brown, he did look fantastic. 8 receptions, 155 yards, a touchdown. Le'Veon Bell, 32 carries. Man, oh, man, this guy's a workhorse, people. 179 yards, 1 touchdown. Great fantasy stats, by the way, from him. But again, more importantly, another road win. So the Steelers are halfway done with their road schedule. When you think about it, they've got 3 victories, 1 loss on the road, 4-2 overall. Chiefs are 5-1. Just something to think about as you're looking at the way this all shakes up when comes playoff time, because the Steelers are definitely going to be in the mix, and so are the Chiefs. Those teams are very good quality football teams. The Chargers, man, they get a victory. And you know what? They're not that bad of a football team. Their record could easily be reversed 4-2 instead of 2-4. 2-1 away from their spot. The Raiders obviously struggling a little bit without their leader at the helms for them, Derek Carr. So they're going to struggle scoring points. We all know that. And I would almost think that the Raiders are in big trouble, to be quite honest with you. Those are one of those teams that I think is in trouble when you're talking about teams that people had a lot of high hopes for and expectations, but ultimately I don't think they're going to necessarily be able to live up to them, because truth be told, Derek Carr is the straw that stirs the pot for those guys, and he's not in that lineup right now. But Phillip Rivers, pretty solid day, 25 of 36 for him, which is unusual. He usually throws the ball a ton. 268 yards, the 1 touchdown. Melvin Gordon, flash Melvin Gordon, by the way, 25 carries, 83 yards, and 1 touchdown for him. Not a bad showing from the Chargers, who get it done on the road. And then the last game of the night, man, the Giants, they do get it done. They beat the Broncos 23-10. So they're off the schneid, man. They get it done. And I'll tell you what, this kid, Orleans Darka, he's been running the ball very effectively. I don't know what the heck they were doing for about 5 weeks, I guess you could call it, because they were 0-5 when they were playing musical running backs. And I think ultimately that was a huge problem for what the Giants were doing on offense. And you know what? Think about this. Eli had like no receivers, right? He didn't have those usual guys, no Odell Beckham, a guy that we all know, one of the best wide receivers, if not the best wide receiver in the game. He's got this guy, Evan Ingram, who's a very solid tight end, by the way. 5 receptions, 82 yards. He goes out, has a touchdown. Pretty solid game for him, but none of those normal names that you're used to seeing for wide receivers. Like I said, Orleans Darko, a guy who made a catch for him. Roger Lewis, another guy. Having to go to guys that you're not really used to seeing Eli go to. So, you know what? Eli wasn't great, but Eli got it done. At the end of the day, 128 yards for Eli, 1 touchdown. More importantly, like I said, no interceptions for Eli when you think about the New York Football Giants getting their first victory of the season, and it took till week 6. They're not even the best team in New York right now. And these teams didn't play this week because they were on a bye, by the way. The Bills had the week off. The Bengals had the week off. The Cowboys had the week off. And the Seahawks had the week off. So if you're wondering about those teams, they didn't play, so that's why I'm not talking about those guys. But a crazy wild day in the NFL. I got through all the games, man, so truth be told, it was interesting, it was fun, it was exciting. I'm disappointed that one of the best guys in the NFL went down in Aaron Rodgers, but that's just the way it goes, man. It is what it is. It's the NFL. It stands for not for long. It's not National Football League. Yeah, I know it is. I'm just kidding around, having a little fun. But I know I got to take a break. I'm going to wrap this thing up. You're listening to the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. This would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
The season on offense for New York, but perhaps about to punch it in the end zone. They're in the red zone at the 18. And Manning going to the end zone for the touchdown. Evan Ingram.
He's going to fool the linebackers, the safeties. They think it's a lead block. There's nobody home. That's great design. But you must know that Evan Ingram is a pass receiver. He is not in there to be a fullback.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, everybody. Final segment of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. So I'm going to give you the NFL Rewind scoreboard real quickly before I get out of here and then preview the Monday Nighter that's coming up. Giants, and I'll do it in reverse this time. Giants beat the Broncos 23-10. Chargers beat the Raiders 17-16. Steelers beat the Chiefs 19-13. Rams beat the Jaguars 27-17. And what do all these winners have in common? They all win on the road. Cardinals take care of business against the Buccaneers, luckily 38-33. Texans get it done 33-17 over the Browns, who are still winless thus far throughout the season. The Bears get it done on the road in overtime, 27-24 over the Ravens. Redskins win a close one against the 49ers, 26-24. Jets lose at home to the Patriots, kind of a controversial one here, 24 for the Patriots, 17 for the Jets. Saints 52, Lions 38, very interesting game there. Was just not a lot of fun for the Lions. Vikings 23-10 for the Packers, and they lose Aaron Rodgers probably for the season. 17-20, the Dolphins win on the road, 20-17, I should say. Eagles, like I said on Thursday, get it done 28-23. Colts play the Titans on Monday night, and I'll tell you what, Titans will probably have Mariota back in the lineup, so I think that that's going to spell some trouble for the Colts as Jacob Brissett, the guy guy that is under center for them. And obviously just kind of a tough year for the Colts this season because Andrew Luck unable to get on the field for them thus far. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I had a lot of fun. This was the debut of the NFL Rewind. So I'll be doing this every Sunday for your listening pleasure. We'll be talking about all the games that happen in the NFL. I'm your host. I'm Andy Dorf. This would be NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Talk to you later, everybody.